We are in the middle of a long series on relationships.
And
I'm trying to make this quite a practical series. And last week you would have heard a bit about how to deal with conflict in a relationship. And I believe Tudzu did well preaching on that. I couldn't preach on that because I never have conflict. That's a joke. But yeah, today I want us to take a moment to have a look at the most important relationship. It's your relationship with God. You see, I can't go for too many weeks without sharing the gospel. And if you're a Christian here, you shouldn't go for too many moments without celebrating the gospel. If someone's not a Christian, maybe you think you are, but you're actually not even born again. I wouldn't want to just teach you how to have a good marriage and then go to hell after that. There's no point dying and spending eternity separated from God when you can be reconciled to Him. Maybe you're a good Christian. And you know you're going to heaven. But maybe you don't know how relational God is. Maybe your idea of God is that He's far distant and removed, but you just have to obey Him and honor Him. What I'm saying is, you shouldn't live your life without examining your relationship with God.
Let's
pray. Heavenly Father, we want to look at your word together today.
Our
Holy Spirit, we ask that you would speak to our hearts.
Yes. We want to
know you better, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, today.
Amen.
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 So I want to open with this point that God is relational. Some of us don't really get the depth of that statement. We think, yeah, okay, so God is a personal being. But the way the Bible reveals God, and this is how God reveals Himself, is that He is romantic. He's a lover who pursues His beloved. He goes after His people with a heart that is completely committed. So you need to know God is interested in you. What does a young lady do when she finds out a man is interested in her? She panics. She starts to think about it. She worries, is he a good guy? Isn't he? Is he going to bug me and make a nuisance of himself? And maybe I actually want that. Maybe I want to be pursued. If he's nice. When you discover someone's interested in you, you can't ignore it. The young men, single men, if a girl seemed interested in you, you care. You notice that. You have to process it somehow. You have to deal with it. Somehow, every one of you in this room, every one of us, has to deal with the fact that God is interested in us. When we come to the question of having a relationship with God, it's important to realize it's not your right. It's not like you entitled to have a relationship with God. Something you discover about God in the Bible, especially when you read the Old Testament, is that God sets the terms of the relationship. So many requirements he puts forward. If you read in the book of Numbers or Leviticus, you see law upon law upon law. And God's doing all of this so that he doesn't destroy us. In other words, relationship with God requires more holiness than you can possibly imagine. You would have to bathe a certain way and wash something and sacrifice something and put the blood somewhere. Just to draw near to God. And then only Aaron or his sons could go in. A Levite high priest. And the Israelites were told they couldn't even come towards the mountain. Even the animals or the people, if they just started to get to the foot of the mountain, they would be killed. Having relationship with God is not something you're entitled to. You're actually by default disqualified because of sin. So we have this God who loves us and wants to be in relationship with us. And he's so holy. We are so disqualified by our sin. And God tries to bridge the gap. He tries to build a bridge for Israel to come across and be in relationship with him.
Because
he's holy. And he's actually protecting the people he loves. When he says to Israel, don't come and touch the mountain, you'll die.
He's protecting
them from being destroyed by his glory. Nevertheless, he still looks to see how to get this bridge built so that they can have a relationship. Over time, it becomes apparent that there are more problems with Israel's heart and Israel's faithfulness. God knew this would be the case. And so then he sends his own son. And he pays the full price to deal with all of humanity's sin. It's like God saying, there's this obstacle to our love, and that is your sin.
And
he's so committed to loving you that he takes up the problem of your sin and pays the price for it himself. And it costs God dearly. We can't even imagine what it must have cost God to put Jesus on the cross. But the very price that God paid to make it possible for us to have a relationship with him tells us how valuable that relationship is. So how committed is God to you? As you live and breathe today, you ask yourself that question. How committed is God to you? He paid an incredibly high price in order to open up the way for you to be reconciled to him. That shows the level of his commitment to us. If I see a God who did that for me, God so loved the world. That he gave his son so that whoever would believe in him would have eternal life, would be reconciled to God. Because it's in God that you get that life. So I want to examine the nature of our relationship with God. I want you to consider the nature of your relationship with God.
There's
kind of three positions that we usually start from, one of three positions. And they're all inadequate, they're not the good position. Enemy of God, or stranger to God, or servant of God, good but not good enough. Many people, that's where they begin in their discovery of God. They're either enemy of God, they could be stranger to God, or servant of God. Enemy, stranger, servant. None of those is the gospel position. None of those is the right position. But after you meet Jesus, you come into a new relationship with God, and the new relationship is actually multifaceted, it's dynamic. And you don't even realize how complex and awesome this relationship is at first.
And
there are four things I'll look at there. You become a friend to God. You become a son or a daughter to God. You become a brother to Jesus or a sister. And you become the beloved to the lover. And so, consider the nature of your relationship with God this morning. We, because of our sins, are actually enemies of God before we know Him. Let's look at Romans chapter 5 and verse 8-10.
Manumke om nendin fa falka tramni fa ful. Romana tuk fa timia tenendin fa falka tram fa ful. Fa andremanta mapsion ftiavan tsik, fa fun bula panuta isik, de matia munja tsik, Kristi, kumaikaz. Niam zenetsika, uafaka mfate serana keitrin, refan uamarin natam rani sik, farafun bulafa faluazi sik, nunampia fan natam nandremantra, tamni na fatesan zanan, maike ni amunzenantsika, amni fa felumani keitrin, refanampia fan.
So maybe today you know you're not a good person. Maybe you know that there's things you've done wrong and you've done it willfully. Maybe you're afraid of God because you know the sin in your life. And you're running and hiding. You don't really want to have dealings with God. Because you know of the evil in your own self. Now Now the Bible says, while we were his enemies, he died for us. While you were still an enemy of God, you are reconciled to him because of Christ. What that tells me is that our issues are not as big a problem to God as they are to us. Rather than destroy you, God wants to save you. If you know you're guilty, and you know, let's say you've committed some crimes all over Madagascar. And then they start announcing it on television, you're guilty of this, they're looking for you. The police know your name. The gendarmerie have your photo. They're talking to your friends. They're looking for you. Do you happily go to the police station and just sit having a hamburger on the sidewalk outside? No, you hide. When you see a policeman, you hide. You know you're not on the same team. They're looking for you. Now that's how we feel when we're enemies with God. We're afraid that he's going to come and find us and hurt us. But the Bible tells us while we were in that state, God sent Jesus to die to pay for our sins. There's no need to stay an enemy of God. Maybe you're just a stranger to God. Well, of course, if you've never come to him and started this relationship, you will be a stranger. There's someone in England, and maybe his name is Joe. You've never met him. So he's a stranger. Until you meet him. And start to get to know him. And for many of us, that's how God is to us. He's just a stranger. We haven't started praying and seeing prayers answered. We haven't started talking and listening. And Ephesians says, once you were strangers. It says, and you had no hope, and you were without God in the world. It's lonely. Don't care how big your family is. It's not
going
to take away the emptiness and the loneliness when you're a stranger to God. So you know what strangers to God do?
They try
to fill up that emptiness and loneliness with busyness.
And
experiences. But they're never satisfied. So they run after wealth or sex or drugs. Or maybe they just run after other activities, like one event and another event and another event. Why do you think earthly families create so many events?
Because they're
terrified of being
alone.
Because they haven't got God filling up that emptiness. They're strangers without God, without hope.
Satia tsimbula no feno izay fahabangana goavana be izay hoe ohatra ny olo tsy fantatra izy a tsy manana fanantenana tsy manana an'Andriamanitra.
One of the great tests of the monks, the devoted Christians of the past.
Anisan'ny fitsapana goavana ngeda be ho an'le olona le manoka tenana monastera tany amin'ny taloha tany.
In their devotion to God, there was a test of solitude.
Ao amin'le hoe fifandraisany amin'Andriamanitra misy fitsapanany amin'le hoe fatsapahantena ho irery.
Can you be fully satisfied in God alone?
Enao ve afaka ny hoe afa-po tanteraka na hoe feno tanteraka ao amin'Andriamanitra rery ihany?
Or are you just filling up your life with other events?
Sai enao miezaka mameno ny fiainanao amina tranganjavatra isan-karazany.
They will never truly satisfy your soul.
Reny a tsy ameno tanteraka ny fanahinao mihitsy.
Maybe you're just a stranger to God, going from one experience to another.
Angambany anao mety ohatra ny reny hoe olo tsy fantatra mpivahiny a miezaka mameno a ohatra ny hoe misy zava-mitranga anankiray ato dia entinao mameno ny fiainanao dia maka zavatra hafa indray koa.
The third kind of person who's in a bad place is the servant of God. On a Sunday, tries to have a good reputation, maybe even feeds the poor, the hungry, like Cornelius. That might be you.
We
better have a quick look. The first two verses.
Ary nisy lehilahy anankiray tany Kaisari atao hoe Kornelio, kapteny tamin'ny tsara sady natahotra an'Andriamanitra izy mba amin'ny ankohonany rehetra ka nanao fianitrana be tamin'ny olona sady nivavaka tamin'Andriamanitra mandrakariva.
So here is a man who is described as a devout man, so he's committed to God. He fears God, that
God.
He gives alms generously, so he's a generous, caring man.
And
he prayed continually to God.
How does that
compare with you?
So
we've met the very good man.
And he's
serving God
as
best he can.
Cornelius
has a vision. Cornelius does that. He sends his servants to go and fetch Peter. Peter's a Jew. Cornelius is a Gentile.
There's
a lot of racism between them. He's in another town. Guys are going to come and you must go with them. And Peter goes with them to meet Cornelius. And the two of them have a chat. And his household.
There's
a few verses from there. It's very interesting. Let's look from verse 36 through to verse 43.
Ianareo maalala nteny izay nampiadanana amin'ny alalan'i Jesosy Kristy. Izon tumpuns reetzao tanzuti reeta teorinam patisa isai nutun andre mante tam fanai masna sinier sadi nandeul sati andre mante numbazi arisai nufafulusi stan Jerusalem izunu nufununi nasi tam nyantfatelu kanaseuni marmarn. Tam mantarateu, de tam nai, isa in yaranina nasun sut tamni, uriam nulaka anambara, fa izu nu votent nante mant, fam nyanarani, nuazun sereta minuazi, familant. Muts tena we ma tena ma lina peven ma
person.
Tizomis wool anakraya, mieza kambate we wulla tsari na wan le savata.
He sends a vision. He sends an apostle to deliver the gospel to Cornelius.
The
works were not the goal. They were good, but they weren't complete without, and the extra part was the forgiveness of sins. Can actually cause you to be forgiven of your sins. So maybe you're the kind of person that's just hoping that because you're good, that's enough. But it's not enough. You need the gospel. He's born again. His household experiences the Holy Spirit. You kind of relationship with God. Of God. New person I want to describe now. Cornelius is born again, he becomes a new person. And as a Christian, you need to ask, do I understand this new person and my relationship with God?
Because
as I walk out of here today, I walk out of this meeting as a Christian.
And
I
want
to think about my relationship with God, because it will help me to enjoy it and to do my part. When I go out of here, I'm comfortable with the fact that I'm a husband to this woman. I'm comfortable that I'm a father to these boys. So I know who I am. I've got multifaceted relationships. I'm a son to my mother. I'm a father to my children. I'm a husband to my wife. So it affects how I carry myself, what I do. It affects me.
Then savata se atok sante isi fandraisa niam kusim savata se atok.
But now when I think about who am I to God? How do we stand relative to each other? This is very important. Just like these relationships affect everything about me, this relationship with God changes everything about me. If I've embraced the gospel, where do I stand? I believe in Jesus, I'm going to heaven. Those are the easy things to understand. My sins are forgiven, sure. But who am I? Who am I in relation to God? The Bible tells me, I'm now a friend of God. In John chapter 15, and verse 15 and 16, Jesus says to his disciples, he says, I no longer call you servants. Because a servant doesn't know what his master is up to. But I call you friends. Because he says, what I have received from my Father, I've made known to you. Once the disciples understood the gospel, they became friends of Jesus. When you are born again, you have peace with God. You are on friendship terms. So when I walk out of here today, I walk out as a friend of God. John 3:1 tells us how great is the love the Father has poured out on us that we should be called children of God.
So,
not only am I a friend of God, I'm a child of God. When I go out of here, I know I'm a son of God. I'm not divine in myself. There's nothing God about me. But I was an orphan and now I'm adopted. I was without a father. Now I have God is my father. And in Hebrews chapter 2, it says Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers. So if he's the Son of God, I'm his brother by adoption. But he's not ashamed of me at all. He says he's my full brother. I don't know what it's like to have the best big brother. Imagine how you are. He defends you. He sticks up for you if someone says something bad.
But no,
that's what Jesus is to me. He's a defender. And then lastly,
Ar farany a natsikaritra koa ko hoe aika iza lay olotiana andriana.
In 2 Corinthians 11.
Any amin'ny Korintianina faharotoko faraikambefolo a soratra masina itenenana antsika hoe tsika dia tahaka ny hoe fofombadiny Kristy. Lay fitiavana sarimpiaro.
And suddenly I realize I'm more than just
mihoatra lavitra noho ny le hoe rahalahy, mihoatra lavitra noho ny le hoe zanakalahy izay ny fidian'Andriamanitra mba ho tiaviny.
To say I will be
Unamanao araka ny fifanekena hoe partenaire mpitsotompotso tena matalanjo izany.
I mean, imagine to a very, very powerful, very, very rich man.
Alive sarena be a sa tena hoe manakery lehibe.
He gives you the finest things to wear. He speaks tender words and love to you. You don't now think that you have to ask him for. You know, we've got plates and cups and. Sue doesn't come to me and say, "Can I borrow a cup? Just take this and use it just this once." Jesus said, "All that I have, I give to you. Father, I'm giving to you."
And he
shares
it.
We never can earn it. That one to whom God has betrothed himself. What an incredible sense of confidence we should have. Do you know then play the role of all these earthly relationships? All that we need relationally. You could be an orphan on earth, but you can be fathered by our Heavenly Father.
You could
be a single person who thinks nobody will ever love me and marry me. But God has already pledged his love to you. So there's no deficiency in our lives that God cannot fill. So my question to you today is, how do you relate to God? He wants to relate to you in all of these rich ways. He gives all of himself to you. So, don't be an enemy. Don't remain a stranger. Don't be a servant. Come in to true relationship with God through Jesus, who paid the price for your sin so that you can be reconciled to God. You want to say something? Okay. Yeah, I'm done now. I was about to pray, so go for it.
Yeah. What you know, matapa putsne akwe tukni avela tiki tis falan zai ten reta reta nam baratam tiki andwan zai ma mino akwarte na mircheta akwe misiam tiki toa bolam zai tuera na naktel zai meto mbola fahavalo ianao no tongeto ianao satria meto na sanamana misy farola fatatra mandeha makaty ande tonga tiko ianao meto misy amintsika ny kombola eo amin'izay toerana izay hoe ina le faroteo mbola olona pivahiny amin'Andriamanitra tsika tsy malala mintsy an'Andriamanitra misy amintsika tokoa meto mbola amin'ilay fahatelo hoe ianao a miezaka manao an'ity zatsy zaroa ity mbola eo amin'izay toerany mpanompo izay ianao. misy tenenina tenin'Andriamanitra efa nivotoniny Kim Mateo raha ohatra ka mety aminao dia hiaraka vakitsika kely amin'ny Jaona voalohany toko fahatelo andininy fa Jaona voalohany a toko fahatelo andininy voalohany hoe ndre manahoana ny fitiavana nasehon'ny raha io atsika dia ny antsony atsika hoe zanak'Andriamanitra sady zany tokoa isika ho an'ireo izay efa zanak'Andriamanitra dia izay ny toeranao ary amafisin'Andriamanitra aminao izay androany fa ho anao raha ohatra ka amin'ireo toerana anankitelo ireo ianao hoe mbola tsy fantatra hoe ianao tena zanak'Andriamanitra androany dia tian'Andriamanitra ianao hamaly an'izay hoe afaka n'io iteny teny tahaka n'io teny io ianao hoe zanak'Andriamanitra ako sakaizan'Andriamanitra ako androany mety amintsika ve raha hiaraka hitsangantsika androany a dia tenentana antsika ako a isaintsaina hoe aiza ho aiza ny toerana misy anao manoloana an'Andriamanitra te ampahery anao ako raha ohatra ka mbola ao anatin'ireo toerana anankitelo ireo ianao a fotoana androany mapety hiavanao hiavananao indray amin'Andriamanitra fotoana androany mapety ahafahanao ho zanak'Andriamanitra ho tonga tena zanak'Andriamanitra dia aza mieritreritra hoe zahako anie ohatr'izao zahako anie ohatr'izao ny lasako rehetrarehetra androany Andriamanitra te hiteny aminao hoe tsy hiraharaha ny lasanao ako fa nyoavinao ny mahaliana ako teiteny aminao an'izany mihitsy Andriamanitra zay teny zay ho anao zay mbola matsapa ny tenanao aza mieritreritra ianao hoe mpandeha any am-piangonana fa mety ianao ilay mety ho Kornelio aza mieritreritra hoe zahako efa manao an'zatsy zaroa fa eritrereto hoe ilay fifandraisanao amin'Andriamanitra mihitsy afaka ny ho zanak'Andriamanitra ianao androany dia averiko indray ilay tenin'Andriamanitra miteny amintsika tsirairay avy androany ho antsika ilay mbola ao anatin'ilay toerana anankitelo ireo hoe tsy te hiraharaha ny lasanao Andriamanitra androany fa noavinao ny mahaliana azy ary manana ho avy feno ao amin'Andriamanitra ianao afaka ny anana ho avy feno ao amin'Andriamanitra ianao dia raha mety aminao dia ndaontsika haka fotoana foy a isaintsainantsika an'izay toetra antsika izay a manoloana an'Andriamanitra ilay toerana misy atsika manoloana an'Andriamanitra raha efa zanaka ianao a tena tiako asana mihitsy ianao hoe nakipy ny masonao raha zanaka ianao a dia mifalia amin'izay mahazanaka izay raha mahafantatra ianao olona mbola tsy zanak'Andriamanitra dia tiako hivavaka ianao androany raha afaka manonona moramora ny naran'ilay olona ianao hoe mba tiako tonga zanakao ihanina dia tonony raha ohatra ka ianao mihitsy koa ilay ao anatin'ilay mbola toerana tsy zanak'Andriamanitra fa mbola amin'ilay mpanompo na ilay tena lavitra an'Andriamanitra vahiny mpivahiny amin'Andriamanitra na ilay fahavalon'Andriamanitra mihitsy ary hoe manota fanahiniana mihitsy ianao dia ndao tsika anatona an'Andriamanitra fa afaka ny hozanany ianao androany dia ndao tsika segondra vitsivitsy tena ho serieux tsika tsy fahazarana fa tena ho serieux tsika eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra hoe Andriamanitra tsy te hilalao intsony ako manoloana anao fa tena te andeha ako hiara-ndeha aminao te ho sakaizanao ako mety efa manomboka petraka Andriamanitra ao aminao ilay faniriana dia ndao tsika hiaraka manomboka ny lobava amin'Andriamanitra hoe te ho sakaizanao Andriamanitra raha mbola tsy sakaizany ianao raha mbola lavitra azy ianao dia androany Andriamanitra ilay manantona anao amin'ny fitiavana feno miaraka amin'ny fiainana be deibe araka ny teniny hoe zaho avy ananany fiainana ary ananany azy be deibe dia ho tonga ao aminao androany tompo dia anananao fiainana sady anananao azy be deibe dia ndao tsika nomboka hivavaka raha efa zanak'Andriamanitra ianao dia ndao tsika hivavaka misaotra Andriamanitra fa novidianao ahako fa raha ohatra ka mahatsiary koa ianao hoe misy olona mbola fantatra hoe mbola tsy zanak'Andriamanitra mbola tsy sakaizan'Andriamanitra mbola lavitra an'Andriamanitra dia hivavaka ho an'izay olo izay tsika raha ianao mihitsy ilay olona dia tena mitenena eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra aoka tsisy anginntsika rehetrarehetra fa tena samy hiresaka amin'Andriamanitra amin'izao fotoana izao Andriamanitro misaotra anao izay noho ny amin'nyteninao misaotra noho ilay tolotra lehibe nataonao narosonao anay androany nampafantarinao izahay Andriamanitra fa afaka ny ho zanakao afaka ny ho sakaizanao misaotra Andriamanitra fa maro aminay reto nefa nofidinao ho sakaizanao ho mpiara-mandeha aminao ho namanao ho zanakao fa misy aminay reto koa nefa an'Andriamanitra mety mbola tena lavitra anao mety mbola fahavalonao mety mbola hoe ao amin'ny toeran'ny mpanompo fa tsy amin'ilay toerany hoe zanaka dia Andriamanitra androany aoka ianao ho tonga
dia nosotra ny fitiavanao amin'izay tsirairay avy mbola lavitra anao amin'izao fotoana izao Andriamanitra teiteny izay hoe tongava dia tena ataovy miempo manoloana anao izany fony olona izany raha mbola misy mafo manana fo vato eto androany dia aoka izany tena ho teno tena iempo manoloana ny fanatrehanao eto androany aoka ho zanaka ao ny tsirairay avy tsisy ivoaka eto ka tena hoe ho mbola olona hafahafa aminao na olona mbola tsy fantatra ao fa tena ho zanaka ho namana eo anatrehanao ngamba no famalitsika anazy dia ndaontsika araka anao an'ilay hira tsotra kely la hoe nandao anao a ela raiko zaho te ody aho ti tami ao raiko malalo ngamba ny tonga dia ataontsika ilay isany andininy hoe ti tami ao raiko malalo raiso ny tanako ti tami ao ra raha ohatra ka ianao ti anandra tanana dia asandrato ny tananao dia hiary lazitsika hoe ti tamiao raiko malalo rai sonitana ndao averintsika amin'ny fotsika rehetra ny fanahyntsika ti tamiao ti tamia raiko malalo zao de te ody aho zao de te ody aho ti tamiao ti tamia raha ra sonitana raha mety amintsika dia hivavaka ao antsika ako amin'izao fotoana izao Andriamanitro hitanao ireo olona tsirairay avy izay te hamitra mpihavanana aminao androany hitanao ny fo rehetrarehetra izay niaimpo nanoloana ny fanatrehanao androany Andriamanitra ataovy mahatsapa ho zanaka manomboka androany izy raiso izy dia tena ampandehana amin'ny lalanao izy mety efa nivily lalakafa mihitsy tena mety efa lavitra mihitsy efa natsapa ny tena no tsy mendrika mihitsy ary izy dia androany Andriamanitra ilay fitiavanao tsy manam-pahataperana tsy misy fepetra aoka ho tsapany ary tena hoe olonaka amin'izany izy androany ho feno an'izany izy ho mandony izany fitiavanao izany izy androany dia raha hiala eto izy dia tena atsapany tena no zanaka atsapany tena no sakaizanao dia izay fahavalo izay miampanga anazy amin'izay zavatra lasany rehetrarehetra dia aoka ho fantany androany fa noaviny mahalinanao ny lasany a ho avelanao rehefa mifona aminao rehefa manatona anao izy dia mankasitraka Jesosy Kristy io voninahitra ho anao amen raha ohatra ka ianao manokana ilay mitenenin'Andriamanitra androany hoe tena tian'Andriamanitra hiavana aminazy a dia te hafantatra bebe kokoa ny aminao zay a te hanampy anao zay a dia misy mpitarika maromaro eto nareo olona nitarika fiderana nareo diakona nareo roololona zay atao am-piangonana afaka atonitsika ireny olo ireny a dia afaka hanampy atsika ny amin'izay dingana tokony alehantsika bebe kokoa na misy namanao efa fantatra hoe antom-panahy nitondra anao taty a dia afaka manampy anao zareo a dia asany ianao iresaka ifampiresaka ao anatin'izay a fa ny asoanao ny tian'Andriamanitra amen dia tahian'Andriamanitra daholo isika rehetrarehetra tompoko.